But I mean, you look at it right. You look at Brandon right here. He's dressed as Spider-Man.
Now,
he's a defensive tackle. So they just happen to have a defensive tackle size Spider-Man suit on hand for you?
I won't say it fits perfectly, but hey, they get the job done.
Okay. It makes your muscles look like you're on steroids.
Yes.
Don't say that too loud.
We don't need any random drug tests
tomorrow when he gets to work or nothing like that. We don't want none of that right there.
If I get a text tomorrow, it's your fault.
It's your fault. The algorithm and everything. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. So we're here hanging out at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. The Falcons, many members of the Falcons rookie class are here, and they're dressed up for Halloween, as Halloween is on Thursday. We had the Scarecrow. Michael Penix was the Scarecrow.
Yes.
And obviously,
Casey
was Tinky Winky from the Teletubbies. And then Brandon Dorlus is Spider-Man. And just like we did in the last segment with Nick, guys, Sawyer and Saxton, whatever you want to ask, any questions for Brandon, you can ask us stuff. We can talk about whatever you want, but the floor is yours.
Okay, I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
If you could have any superpower, what would it be and why?
You want to lead us off, Brandon?
Yes, you first.
Oh, you did? Okay. Well, I would want to fly. I would want the power of flight so I could dunk, because I've never been able to dunk.
We both have the same thing.
That's the same thing. Look at that. There we go. That's the superpower that I would want.
I mean, flying.
I don't even need to fly that high.
That's what I'm saying.
Just like another foot higher.
Because me and you, we're not afraid of heights. We just don't like high stuff. We don't like, not afraid of heights.
Yeah,
we just don't
afraid.
Like it. Yeah, so I wouldn't put flying on mine. But I mean, what superpower, like, I wish I could have, like, Hulk strength or something like that. You know what I mean? Not have to hit the bottom of the jar before you open it. You know, stuff like that. Just to be able to screw off the top of a jar or something. So, yeah, I'll take the Hulk.
All right. I probably want to be invisible, you know?
Yeah!
Crowd pleaser. Crowd pleaser.
I would also want to do This is my favorite superpower. I would like to do telekinesis.
Yeah.
Really? Read minds.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I think that's what that means.
Mind control. You want mind control over people.
Okay.
It can actually happen.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it's where you have to use the smallest part of your mind.
What are we going to do? Like, what are we going to be making people do if we have telekinesis?
No, it actually makes objects move and stuff.
Oh, okay.
You can even make yourself float.
What? So that would almost be like a cheat code towards flight. Like, you'd be able to fly and have telekinesis. Yeah. I like the invisible one. You could just sneak in the backfield and get
saying.
The quarterback.
Yes.
I love that part right there.
A lot of sex.
Yeah.
A lot of sex.
We need sex.
We need sex.
Maybe that's the trick.
Invisibility.
We need him to be invisible.
All right. What's next? What you got next?
Sex.
Go ahead, Sax.
Okay. My next. I really think this is a good one. Teleportation.
I think so, too.
I like teleportation.
Yeah, then we wouldn't have to fly places.
For my feet.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
It'd be so great.
So I heard if you can do it really good, you can actually imagine where you want to go, and then it will just take you there.
That'd be perfect.
Awesome.
Dang.
That's awesome.
Where would you go? If you're teleporting, where's the first place you go?
California, for sure.
Really?
I go to California. I've always wanted to go to California.
Okay, sure.
California's cool.
It's big. There's a lot of California.
A lot of California now. So you got to be specific.
You want to go to Hollywood? You want to go to where?
I also like to go to the Big Apple the third time. I've already been there twice.
Oh, nice.
We got a travel veteran on our hands.
If
I was able to teleport, I would go to.
Uh-oh. You're stuck.
I'll go to Oregon.
Oh my God. Hold on.
I love that answer.
All the places.
Of all the answers that you could have given, because my partner here is Washington. Washington Husky.
Had to wear it for
love and everything like that. And the one place that he'd never like to talk about. And I was talking to Brandon earlier. I said, Brandon, don't bring it up and everything like that. Don't bring up Oregon because he's little. And you would say Oregon all the time.
Now, I'll say this. Let me clarify.
Okay.
It's a beautiful state.
That.
Beautiful state. I worked in Portland for a couple years and have great memories.
Yeah.
It's just that one specific spot in Oregon, that Autzen Stadium place, that's so difficult. Yeah. But that's where Brandon played his college ball. Obviously, has great memories there.
No way. Yeah.
I imagine you're enjoying the season that Oregon's having thus far.
Number one.
Yes.
I'm not. I'm an Ohio State fan.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
That's all right. So you got your questions. What's the next question you got written down for us?
Okay.
If you weren't a football player, what would you be? Specifically.
Oh, man.
But specifically, what would you be?
If I was a football player, what would I be? I was in music a lot growing up. I play the drums in church, so I'd probably be a drummer.
I play drums.
You play drums?
I have a whole drum set downstairs.
Yeah? I used to have one, too, when I was little.
Now, do you drive your mom and dad crazy with that drum set?
And I've even got a guitar with the whammy bar.
Oh,
and they said that it was green and gold.
Do y'all play the music? Do y'all play instruments at the same time?
Yes.
Okay. Y'all make a lot of music together.
We just made a song for Christmas.
Yeah, but we're gonna play it at the showcase. So
we can't leak it on Indian Radio. That's you saying?
Yeah, we don't want to give anything away.
You don't want to leak the track. That's what you're saying.
We got twins, and one of them's a guitar player, and one of them's a drummer. Like that's a dynamic duo.
That's all you need right there.
Yeah,
that's awesome right there.
Yeah, but since Sora's on the drums, that means he could also learn jazz.
Sure.
Nice job.
You got the jazz drums are a little softer.
Yeah.
You get like
I
that
like
brush,
jazz.
Right?
I like jazz.
I also played. I'm not sure.
Oh, and I can play piano by ear.
I can play piano by ear too. I play Beethoven.
That's great.
I love it.
All right,
midday show with Andy, broadcasting
live from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Sawyer and Saxton Guillory are with us. Nick Colley is with us, as well as Brandon Dorlis from the Atlanta Falcons.
Yes.
Brandon's dressed up like Spider-Man. We're hanging out. We're turning the show over to the kids and letting them ask whatever they want.
Yes.
Who wants to go next?
Since the costumes give me an idea, what was your favorite Halloween costume when you were a kid?
Ooh, great man. Question.
I don't know. There's a lot of costumes. I'd probably say when I dressed up as a gorilla.
What age?
It was an inflatable gorilla, and I was just funny.
What age was that?
I think I had to be like 10 or something.
Oh, man. Growing up, we didn't really have costumes, you know, so we thought we were all, like we talked about superheroes. Grandmama let us use one of the good towels, put it in the back of your shirt, and that was our Christmas costume growing up.
Yeah, but so it was literally like when we were like toddlers, and mommy would make us like dress up like little puppies.
Now, when you're little, the parents kind of get to pick and all that kind of stuff. My kids are getting older now, so they pick, and then we kind of have to go along with them.
What are you going to be this year? Have you picked? Because we got Halloween's but 2 days away now. So do you
Hopefully
have the costume ready?
I do.
Oh, mom said. Oh.
I was literally gonna. I want to dress up like Michael Jackson.
My friend is gonna be Michael Jackson.
That's a good one.
I'm not
gonna
lie.
You get like the white glove and
he's got like the shaggy hair.
Okay, you gotta do the Michael Jackson.
Yeah, but last Halloween, because mommy said we might have to do Ravenclaw again.
Okay, Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we did Harry Potter last year.
All right, that's good.
I would probably dress up as. You got this.
Come on. It's okay.
I'll probably dress up as Iron Man.
I dressed up as Iron Man at the Halloween party.
There you go.
At the playground.
I've been a Ninja Turtle like 5 different times.
You mean TMNT?
Say what? Yeah, exactly. TMNT. Exactly right. That's the acronym. That's for us Ninja Turtles fans.
Oh, my bad. I'm not in the cool
kids. That's for us diehard Ninja Turtles fans over here. Who's the best one? Who's the best Ninja Turtle?
I'm going with.
He's going to say.
I have two favorites. I'm going with Leonardo and Donatello.
No.
Donatello.
No. No.
He wears purple.
No.
You gotta pick Michelangelo
and Raphael.
Michelangelo's him.
Definitely Michelangelo.
He's a party dude. Everybody loves the party.
Yes.
Can I get some pizza, please?
Yes.
Okay,
so I need to ask you a question.
Okay.
What's a fun fact that no one knows about you?
Oh.
Go ahead, Brandon. Go ahead, Brandon.
Spill your secrets.
Go ahead, Brandon.
Do it. Your name, Jumpman.
I'll say I probably want to go skydiving. Really.
Oh, bad. Yeah, I'm with you. Except I'm afraid of heights, so I don't think that'll work out.
Why?
Why are you scared of heights for?
I don't know.
He said, why do you want to go
skydiving? Why do you want to go skydiving?
I don't know. I just something. It's like I always tell myself that I want to do it. And it looks very scary, intimidating. But I know if I do it, I'll be very happy.
Okay. Oh, you can visit the indoor skydiving. My mom went skydiving once.
Yeah.
Off a plane.
What? Does that count if you go to the iFly place and you do like the simulated skydiving?
I don't think so.
Okay. No.
Okay.
No. No.
Because
no.
I would maybe do that. No. But I'm not jumping out of a plane.
You gotta feel the wind. You gotta get outside.
I might jump out of a plane and be like, oh, I'm an action figure.
That would be a way we could all pretend to fly.
Yeah, it is, because everybody said they want to be, except for me, but I wanted to be able to open the jar without hitting the bottom. So, yeah. But I wouldn't have eternal strength. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, wait, I'm next.
Okay.
So my biggest secret is I like someone at Odyssey Camp, and she's actually a girl, and her name's Captain.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. So
you think she's listening right now?
You think she's listening? So this is what we need you to do, okay? You need to get your mom, go on the Odyssey app, right? And go to the Andy and Randy page, okay? In the 1 o'clock hour.
That's right.
All right? What? And then you need to rewind it or fast forward to your part where you just said this about Captain, all right?
What?
Because we got you back on this one, all right? All right? So Captain, okay. And what's the name of the camp?
Captain.
A Captain at Odyssey, okay.
No, she's not the captain. Her name's just that.
Oh, her name is Captain. Oh, okay. Her name is Captain. But we got you. We're going to take care of your mom. Go to the Odyssey app, Andy and Randy page, all right? And go to the 1 o'clock hour and just let her listen to that, all right?
That's part of what this is for.
You're in there,
you
man.
You get this platform.
Yeah.
You give shout outs.
Yeah. Yeah. We got you.
You just let all of Atlanta know about that.
We're gonna take care of you.
That's bold right there.
We're gonna take care of you, my dog.
Sir.
Do not say it.
Can we do this one?
Get you one more in back. Right. We gotta get a break real quick.
What's your favorite video game?
I mean, I don't play video games anymore. My kids play them all the time, but my favorite video game of all time, and I know y'all know nothing about Tecmo Bowl.
Tecmo Bowl? What? What in the world is Tecmo Bowl?
Tecmo Bowl is the best football game ever.
It's like the first football video game.
It's better than Madden.
Great.
We went to the computer science lab. I saw the first football game ever made.
It's Tecmo Bowl. It's the best game ever. It's better than Madden.
I've seen Tecmo Bowl. I've seen Tecmo Bowl Plus.
How many versions
it looks like
are
this.
There of it?
That's what the game looks like. How do those
graphics
look? I saw it at Odyssey when we went to the computer science
lab. There's even Tecmo Bowl Plus.
Oh, that's like regular.
I thought you said Bowl.
Is it that one, the first one?
It's like that one right there. It looks pretty realistic, right? It's pretty good.
That looks like Retro Bowl.
Hey, man.
Even Brandon.
Y'all gonna leave me alone, man.
Even Brandon doesn't know that one.
Yeah, it's like, what is that right there?
That's before my time.
You don't know?
That's before my time.
Man's a rookie in the NFL. Where were you born? Probably in like
2001.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I was born in 2001. That game came out in 1984.
It didn't come out in 1984.
Years older than me.
86.
it was an 80 number, Andy. 80
something.
It was an 80 number.
So I've never played this game, but I've always wanted it, and I've got to say Mute City F-Zero.
Mute City F-Zero.
Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
See, we're on the opposite end.
Yeah, we're opposite.
We don't know the new stuff.
We're on the opposite end.
No, F-Zero came out a long time ago, and the newest one is on the Nintendo, and it's F-Zero 99, where you're actually online around the world with 99 players.
That sounds amazing.
Oh, all right. You said Tetris 99.
All right, we got to get a quick break here as we broadcast live from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Our co-hosts are so good that we don't even want to go to break. That's how you know things are going good. Sawyer Guillory and Saxton Guillory have been hanging out with us as well as Nick Colley. Yep. Brandon Dorless from the Falcons also.